saw a movie when I was a young kid. I don't know how old I was, but the movie was a thing called Hot Rods from, can I say the word H-E-L?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hell.
Yeah.
Okay, it was the name of the movie. In the movie, it's a family going through the desert. I think they were coming from Las Vegas back to L.A., driving through the desert, and they're being hounded by this group of kids. Well, one of the kids was driving a 1960 Corvette, totally ratted out, we call it. They pulled all the chrome off and everything, and it had a custom paint job on it. And ever since I saw that movie, I've wanted to have a Corvette.
How much money do you think you've put into it?
I've probably put another $10,000 since I bought it. I paid $32,500 for it, so I've got about $42,500 in it.
Small.
Yeah.
Barely getting in there.
With the roof on, it's not an easy car for me to get into.
Do you actually have airbags in here? Or
no.
Is it one of those
have your old-fashioned airplane style, you know, seatbelts. I mean, driving it is an adventure. You know, you're always listening, you know, what's going on. You have to. It's not a car, it's a conversation. Because everywhere you go, people walk up to you, and people will have stories about when they were a kid, you know, or when they were a teenager, they had that.
Well,
it's not even envious. I think it's an appreciation of the styling, the beauty of the car. It's just, they're beautiful things. The idea is to keep this thing rolling so that future generations can appreciate it. If it sits in a museum, most people will only see it in a photograph, not driving down the road, which is what it was designed to do.
Some girls they want and some don't.